For old time's sake, the doctors of zoology had driven out of town that Tuesday afternoon to make a final visit to the singing salt dunes at Baritone Bay and to lay a ghost. They never made it back alive. They almost never made it back at all. They'd only meant to take a short, nostalgic walk along the coast where they had met as students almost 30 years before. They had made love for the first time in these same dunes. And they might have made love there again if, as the newspapers were to say, death, armed with a piece of granite, had not stumbled on their kisses. They were the oddest pair, these dead, spread-eagled lovers on the coast, Joseph and Celise. Both had been teachers. He was director at the Tidal Institute, where he was noted for his coldness as much as for his brains. She was a part-time tutor at the university. Hardly any of their colleagues had ever seen them together or visited them at home, let alone witnessed them touch. How unexpected, then, that these two, of all couples, should be found like this, without their underclothes, their heads caved in, unlikely victims of unlikely passions. Who would have thought that unattractive people of that age and learning would encounter sex and murder in the open air? They paid a heavy price for their nostalgia. From Being Dead by Jim Crace.